More from the Media First blog.
Yes, words matter. And as scrutiny increases over what language is appropriate and what's inappropriate to use, it can be harder to find the right words. So to navigate this, Oxfam has released an inclusive language guide to help staff talk about its work. And among the recommendations is that the word parent is used to replace the words mother and father. The word humankind is suggested in place of mankind. And Oxfam says the phrase is affected by should be used when describing someone with a health condition. But releasing the guidance, which included an apology for being in English, or what Oxfam called the language of a colonising nation, well, that saw the charity find itself at the centre of a ferocious backlash. The Daily Mail was so cross that it covered the story on the front page with a 30-word standfirst before its headline, which read, "Beyond Parody." And here are a few other headlines. Oxfam tells staff, stop saying mother and father. That's from The Times. The Telegraph's headline read, don't say mother or father as it could offend, Oxfam tells staff. Additionally, LBC Radio labelled the guide bizarre. Conservative MP Robert Buckland said, and I quote, most people will find this particular use of valuable time and resources by Oxfam totally bizarre. It would do them well to remember the old adage that actions speak louder than words. And Maya Forstater, founder of the pressure group Sex Matters, accused Oxfam of erasing the word mother and said it was trying to apply fashionable ideas about gender identity to people around the world. And the Plain English campaign said Oxfam was putting optics ahead of clarity. In fact, Oxfam's tweet about the guide has had more than 5 million views. Now, opinions will vary about the guidance, as they did when it was announced Roald Dahl's novels would be rewritten to eliminate words readers might find offensive. And some of it will probably make more sense than other parts. But such has been the ferocity of the attacks that it would have been understandable if the charity had opted to keep a low profile and wait for the latest so-called woke storm to blow over. Instead, Oxfam GB CEO Dr. Danny Sriskandaraja appeared on ITV's Good Morning Britain, and he delivered what one of our Media Team Academy members described as a superb performance. In effect, it's a great example of how spokespeople should manage hostile media interviews, and it was packed with the advice and techniques we highlight during our media training courses. In the interview, the CEO faced questions of wasting donated money by issuing the guidance. He was accused of wokeness gone mad, and it was suggested supporters found it offensive that the charity was apologising for the use of their English language. Now, one of the things we stress during our media training is the importance of composure. Spokespeople should avoid getting drawn into an argument or a fight with journalists, despite any provocation. It would have been easy, wouldn't it, for the Oxfam boss to fall into that trap. But instead, he was calm, he addressed concerns, and he provided clear explanations. Here's what he said about supposedly banning the word mother.
Well, let's talk about the word mother, which, you know, we're about to celebrate Mother's Day. Please come to one of our shops up and down the country where we'll be prominently celebrating the role of motherhood in our society. What this guide is saying is what, you know, my kid's school has been saying for a long time. A lot of the forms we fill these days at school say parent or guardian. They don't say mother or father, recognizing that there are same-sex couples, there are trans and non-binary parents. And so we're just updating our own language to catch up with what I think most British organisations are trying to do.
Now, there are a couple of things that stood out about this answer. Firstly, there's a risk critics can present guidance like this as being created by someone who is out of touch with the real world. But comparing the language suggestion to that used in a school letter, something many viewers can relate to, dispels that notion and shows it's actually been happening for some time. And the other aspect I like is that it's a detailed answer, because when questions become aggressive, spokespeople often fall back on short answers. It would have been easy for Oxfam's boss to say something like, we're not banning the word mother. But such an answer would sound defensive and it would surrender control of the interview. And the other answer that stood out for me was the response to the question about supporters being offended by the apology for the guidance being in English, what Oxfam described as the language of a colonising nation. But the answer he gave was this.
Surely it's a fact that English was spread across the world through colonialism, just as Spanish and Portuguese was. But, you know, the more important point is here that, Oxfam is a proud manifestation of British internationalism, of British kindness, of British compassion. Mm. I'm incredibly proud to work for an organization that's one of the biggest and best known charities in the world. It was founded here by no accident, because Britain has been an internationalist society for many, many decades. And I think it's really important that we shouldn't get distracted by these sorts of debates and talk about the sorts of things that we really should be talking about. You know, the word that we should be talking about this morning is famine. You know, in East Africa, we're seeing the worst drought that we've seen for decades. Mm. There's someone likely to be dying out of hunger every 36 seconds.
And did you notice the bridging media training technique in that answer? Dr. Sriskandaraja briefly answered the question, and then he subtly steered the conversation to an issue the charity wanted to highlight. Brilliant stuff. And he took a similar approach to the final question that asked whether he was concerned the guide will put people off supporting Oxfam. Here, he again briefly answered the question and then steered the conversation away with an example of what he learned from the guidance. This is what he said.
No, I think most of our supporters will understand that we're an organization that wants to end poverty, but in order to do that, we have to be as inclusive as possible. I really urge people to read our guide. It's a really helpful way of understanding the world. You know, I read it and learned, for example, that we should avoid using words like sanitary products or hygiene products to describe period products. Because, using the word sanitary somehow makes the menstruation feel dirty. I didn't know that. I think I now know that maybe I should start to rethink the way I use words like sanitary products.
Now, Oxfam's guidance has still received plenty of criticism, but that's not a reflection of the CEO's interview performance. Views on subjects like this do tend to be entrenched. But we at Media First will undoubtedly refer to the interview during our media training courses to highlight how spokespeople can handle challenging and confrontational interviews, just as we've highlighted the lessons you can learn from Oxfam's reputational crisis in 2018. And we'll take Dr. Sriskandaraja's advice and see what we can learn from the guidance.
Read and hear more from our blog at mediafirst.co.uk. Media First, specialists in communication training.